you tell a little about yourself?
Amir Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, May 26, 2024. I'm Atefeh Erfani, hosting this program today. I, on behalf of all IRIB English Radio staff, express my deepest condolences on the martyrdom of late Iranian President Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi, late Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian, and their companions, who were martyred recently in a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. Welcome back to this edition of Listeners Special, dear listeners. As you may know, Listeners Special is the program which your views are presented through your emails, your letters, and your messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Tell us which program or programs you like the most. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. And as usual, we've received reception reports from around the world, which I mentioned some of your names here. Rafwan Ahmad from India has sent us reception reports. We've received reception report from Kristen Ivanovich from Italy, and Shivan the Pole, one of our old and regular listeners from India, has sent us reception report. And here we've received emails from around the world, mainly focusing on the martyrdom of late President Seyed Ebrahim Raisi and his companions in a tragic incident that happened recently, which I mention some of your names here, and later during the program I will read these messages from India. Dr. Hemant Kumar, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a piece of email. From Finland, Deepa has sent us a piece of email, and from the United States we've received an email from Muhammad Khaku, one of our old and regular listeners. Stay with us, please. I will be back with you. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here we've received an email from Dr. Hemant Kumar, one of our old and regular listeners from India. Dr. Hemant Kumar says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff and all the Iranians around the world, I express my deepest condolences on the untimely demise of Iran's president, Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi. With regards, Radio Listeners Club." First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, and thank you very much for writing to us, and thank you for this message. Yes, everyone was shocked by the news of late President Raisi's martyrdom, and of course, the martyrdom of late Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian and their companions. He was very popular among Iranians, Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi, and also late Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian, both of them and their companions were very popular among Iranians. And what amazed the world was the huge crowd of mourners participating in the funeral processions of these martyrs. Words fail me in describing their character and their efforts. Everyone loved them. Of course, late President Martyr Seyed Ebrahim Raisi was the beloved president of Iran. These martyrs, during their tenure, served the Iranian nation tirelessly, and that is why they are called the Martyrs of Service. May their souls rest in peace. Well, as for introducing the destinations in Iran, I mean the tourist attractions of Iran, I prefer to introduce to you the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, in the holy city of Mashhad. As you may know, the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, is located in the city of Mashhad, Khorasan Razavi province, northeastern Iran. This shrine has long been by far the most visited religious destination in Iran, attracting millions of domestic and international pilgrims every year. The holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, in Mashhad, is a complex which contains the mausoleum of Imam Reza, the 8th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Also contained within the complex are the Goharshad Mosque, a museum, a library, 4 seminaries, a cemetery, the Razavi University of Islamic Sciences, a dining hall for pilgrims, vast prayer halls, and other buildings. Imam Reza's holy shrine is the most significant element giving identity to the urban area of Mashhad. The spiritual tradition of pilgrimage to the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, has been registered on the National Intangible Cultural Heritage List by Iran's Ministry of Cultural Heritage, Tourism, and Handicrafts. So let's see what Diba from Finland says. Diba from Finland says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our deepest condolences to the people of Iran for the sudden martyrdom of President of Iran, Minister of Foreign Affairs, and all the passengers of the helicopter. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Diba from Finland, and thank you very much for your message. As you said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, meaning we are from God and we will back to Him, to God. Thank you very much for your message. As you may know, from holding aloft a photograph of Iran's top anti-terror commander, General Qasem Soleimani, at the UN General Assembly Summit in September 2022, to raising a copy of the Noble Quran in his hand exactly a year later, late President Seyed Ebrahim Raisi never minced words and always defended the truth against falsehood. In his speech to the UN General Assembly in September 2023, described by many international relations pundits as groundbreaking, President Raisi read the obituary of U.S. hegemony. He also criticized Western powers for fanning the flames of Islamophobia, especially following the incidents of Quran burnings in several European countries. He said, "This shall never burn, it's eternal." Yes, these were the words of late President Seyed Ebrahim Raisi, who was popular among Iranians and the freedom-seeking and justice-seeking people around the world. The thunderous speech came weeks before the Palestinian resistance shocked the world with the heroic operation Al-Aqsa Storm rattling the illegitimate regime in Tel Aviv. His iconic speech at the UN General Assembly captured the essence of Iran's position on Western imperialism and changing dynamics of global geopolitics while strongly defending Islamic values. Well, Diba from Finland, many thanks for writing us. Please accept our electronic QSL as confirmation to this message. And I was speaking about the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, in Mashhad. And in describing the details of the holy shrine of Imam Reza, the tomb of Imam Reza found directly beneath the Golden Dome within the mosque. I'm sure you've seen the brilliant photos of the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, in internet or on TV footages. The complex contains a total 7 courtyards, Sahne Inqilab or Revolution Courtyard, Sahne Azadi or Freedom Courtyard, Sahne Imam Khomeini, Sahne Goharshad Mosque, Sahne Quds, Sahne Jumhuri Islami, Islamic Republic Courtyard, Sahne Jame Razavi or the Razavi Grand Courtyard, and the Sahne Qadir. The courtyards also contain a total of 14 minarets and 3 fountains. From the courtyards, external hallways named after scholars lead to the inner areas of the mosque. They are referred to as sanctuary or bast, since they were meant to be a safeguard for the shrine areas, dear listeners. And for your information, as you may know, the body of late Iranian President Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi was also buried at the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, in Mashhad on Thursday night. We've also received an email from Muhammad Khaku from the US, one of our old and regular listeners. Muhammad Khaku has said, Imam Khomeini, God bless his soul, said, our martyrs will always be remembered as heroes of the revolution. Martyr Raisi and his team will always live in our hearts as millions attended his funeral ceremony. Let us reflect on Martyr Raisi's life and his impact on the resistance movement globally. May his memory be a lasting to those who knew him and a source of inspiration to all who strive for a better tomorrow. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Iran, Muhammad Khaku from the US. Please accept our appreciations to you for sending this email to us. As you said, millions of people from all walks of life attended the funeral processions for the martyrs. First of all, Martyr Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian, and their companions who were martyred recently in a copter crash in northwestern Iran. The lover of Imam Reza, peace upon him, Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi, was reunited with his beloved, this time forever. Someone who had no off day at work finally rested. Well, as you said, what was prominent and what was very bold in the actions of Martyr Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi and late Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian were their anti-Zionist stance, which was really bold during their actions in the international arena. May their souls rest in peace. Muhammad Khaku from the US, please accept our EQSL as confirmation to this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Many thanks for writing to us. And here we come to the end of our today's listeners special. Many thanks for being with us. Again, I, on behalf of all IRIB English Radio staff, express my deepest condolences on the martyrdom of late President Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi, late Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian, and their companions who were martyred in a helicopter crash recently in northwestern Iran. President Raisi may no longer be with us physically, but his illustrious legacy will serve as a source of inspiration for world leaders for centuries to come. Many thanks for being with us. God bless you and goodbye.